Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Today's show is brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. Remember, you can get $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win in the NFL. Remember, FanDuel.com, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $300 in bonus bets if your $5 bet wins. You can join today at FanDuel.com. Join America's number one sportsbook. You want to lock that in? Go to FanDuel.com today and tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. And now, back to the show.
And welcome in the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. So happy to have my good friend Brett Norsworthy, who does a fantastic job on the Ole Miss Radio Network and also on Sports 56 WHBQ in Memphis. And I told Brett, if Ole Miss makes the college football playoff, we have to have you on at the end of the year. Well, yeah, he absolutely took the bet. He's here. And Brett, it was a heck of a year.
It was a great year, and I'm glad to be joining you. I would have whether we had made the playoff or not, Brad, you know that. But so glad that Ole Miss is, you know, firmly in. It's just a matter of what final seed and who we play in hosting. And it was a lot of hard work put in by a lot of people to get there. We were so disappointed last year. There were times last year at the end of the year that, I mean, it was affecting my personality. It was almost like the end of Trading Places. Get back out there and reopen those markets. Yeah. Play those games over again. And it was so aggravating because I still think we were one of the best two or three teams last year. And I think we're one of the two or three best teams this year with a chance to not only be in the college football playoffs, but I think a reasonable shot at winning it all, Brad.
You and I talked a little bit after the Egg Bowl. Let's talk about the rivalry with Mississippi State. You know, I think Lane did a great job of separating Ole Miss and Mississippi State. It's a rivalry, but it's not very competitive right now. What were your thoughts when we saw a sea of blue across the way in Starkville a couple of days ago or last week?
Brad, you saw me doing it. There were times late in the game because the only thing in doubt was the margin of the Ole Miss win for really most of the day. And I went down to the field, frankly, to warm up. It was so cold in the press box. After I got through with pregame, I went down to watch most of the game from second quarter on down at field level and to be out in the bright sunshine, but also because you could feel the way the game was going and I wanted to take it in. I would just look up at those stands and think for those fans, those great fans that, you know, we've all been through whatever we've been through in the Ole Miss experience to get to there. We had to go through it all to get to here, to get to there last Friday, to get to what will be coming up when we see Ole Miss in the playoffs in a few weeks. Yeah, I really wanted to appreciate it and enjoy it and to see all that powder blue and red and blue and just take over the stadium, that side of the stadium, like Ole Miss did. And I know there were a lot of people up there that had made that vow to, I'm never going back to Starkville. A lot of people broke it. And look what they got out of it. And I invite them back in 2 years when we go down there. And yes, right now, Ole Miss in control of that series. But we know how that can change. And it's one of the big reasons why, with the changes that have been made, I'm so glad that Pete Golding is the new Ole Miss football coach, because you don't have to explain the Egg Bowl to him. I know Tom Luke will always give, you know, his impassioned speech to the team. But there have been a lot of Ole Miss coaches that you had to explain the importance of winning the Egg Bowl, too. You don't have to Pete Golding.
When you look back on the season, to me, the Oklahoma win on the road was the biggest win of the year for a lot of reasons. What was if it's not Oklahoma, what is the game you look back fondly on and think, well, that was a really, really big win for Ole Miss?
I think it is Oklahoma. And that point, and I can remember seeing you and telling you on the sideline, Ole Miss got behind 1 point in that game. It was 26-25, yeah. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm really fighting the end of the season crud. But Ole Miss actually fell behind. And I said to you and said to others, can you believe we're behind? Because we're that much better than Oklahoma. We were that much better than winning by 8 points over Oklahoma. And you see some of these, you know, projected matchups in the first round that could include Oklahoma coming back to Oxford. I would welcome that. Beat them 12 last year, beat them 8 this year, bring on round 3.
You know, you talk about projections this year, and that, can you believe, and obviously that we'll get to the big elephant in the room, but frankly, I'm just so tired of talking about it, but we'll get to it. But yeah. But how do you think back fondly on all of your years? You know, you've been with the network for a while.
Just finished 18 years.
Yeah. And so you think back fondly, it was a heck of a year. And Ole Miss has kind of reached the mountaintop to a certain extent. I mean, they're a place they've never been before. I think in large part because of Lane, who's now at LSU. But I think the biggest part is because of the administration,
the commitment, the
collective, and what they've done to put this program up for success. And I think they've done a phenomenal job. It's just, it's really cool to look back and think this team's 11-1. And headed to the college football playoff.
It's really cool to look back at the entire tenure of Keith Carter as AD and look what he's accomplished. And that's why during all the changes that have been made over the last several days, I trust Keith. I trust Keith in the complete control of the athletics department. I trust the administration at the chancellor level. Everything is aligned at Ole Miss, and we now know it can be done. Driving home Friday night, and I for one really enjoyed the 11 o'clock game, playing it early, having to win, driving home, and in the kind of my own solace driving home, thinking we got to the mountaintop, we did it, it can be done.
We had a chance to share a moment there on the sideline. You know, I think in large part, the uncertainty of Lane Kiffin really rubbed a lot of shine off on this. And I'm not passing judgment on Lane. I mean, he wanted to go to LSU, you know, and he made it work. And I think the timing of this is what stinks. But I think you have to kind of thank the guy for what he's done. I mean, Brett, you know, you look at over his career at Ole Miss, the second winningest coach behind Coach Johnny Vaught. Had he had a couple more games. Winning percentage, yes. Had he won a couple more games, he would have been the winningest coach in a percentage standpoint. But on the flip side, I think in large part, the players just really put it together. And in Trinidad Chambliss, a great story. Kawan Lacy, a great story. But Lane is going to be probably not thought of very well because of everything that's happened. But I think down the road, Ole Miss fans will come around to appreciating what he did in Oxford. Is that a fair assessment?
It is, but I think it's going to take a while, and it's not going to be helped by, you know, annually playing next year in Oxford, and then we'll have to go back to Tiger Stadium and play, you know, in 2027. But he did do a great job, and there are plenty of things to go around. But he was very supported. He was supported by every financial commitment that he ever wanted by the administration that we talked about, and by the fans. And the fans should really appreciate what they accomplished in those years. They bought those tickets. They gave that money. They supported that team. And we got to this point. It's no need at all for it to stop at this point. And it's not, because we know the talent evaluator that Pete Golding is. Yes, through the years, I have been very reluctant of a first-time head coach being in the SEC. We've had it at Ole Miss, and there hadn't been a lot of success. But here's the big difference. Pete Golding is starting as a first-time head coach in the college football playoffs. Yeah. Now, I mean, Matt Luke didn't do that. David Cutcliffe didn't do that. Tommy Tuberville didn't do that. They all started as their first head coaching job in the SEC at Ole Miss, and it was very difficult. These are different times. Here's the model. I think that, you know, everybody's trying to find that first-time head coach that did well in the SEC. And you go way back, and Philip Fulmer did. He went from never having been a head coach to in the SEC. I'm not going to compare that. I'm not using that. I'm just citing that as a historical example. Kirby Smart more recently. I'm not using that one. Here's the one I think we should use. First-time head coach. Never been a head coach anywhere. And he did it in this era of NIL, of going out and finding talent. And I think Pete Golding can emulate this. Clark Lee at Vanderbilt.
This is a vacation with Chase Sapphire Reserve. The butler who knows your name. This is the robe, the view, the steam from your morning coffee. This is the complimentary breakfast on the balcony, the beach with no one else on it. This is The Edit, a collection of hand-picked luxury hotels you can access with Chase Sapphire Reserve. And a $500 edit credit that gets you closer to all of it. Chase Sapphire Reserve, now even more rewarding.
Learn more at chase.com/sapphire reserve. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval.
Don't just ride the index. Seek to outperform it with FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF. Unlike passive ETFs, FELC is run by a team of experts to adapt to market conditions and pursue upside potential wherever it's hiding. And while you get the potential outperformance of an actively managed fund, you can still buy and sell it on your terms, just like any other ETF. Discover FELC, the Fidelity Enhanced Large Cap Core ETF, part of Fidelity's suite of active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/FELC. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or, if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
My dog Max loves chewing on my favorite pair of shoes, almost as much as he loves his Blue Buffalo Life Protection Formula dry dog food. Seriously, he never leaves a crumb. And I love it too, because it's made with high-quality protein, antioxidant-packed fruits, and nutrient-rich veggies. Blue Buffalo foods are made with the superior ingredients your dog needs to thrive. Can your dog food say that? Visit feedbluefood.com to learn more.
The best part of holiday gifting? Giving them something they'll use all year. During December deal drops at Lowe's, save $40 on select Craftsman V20 tools, now just $59. Plus, all rewards members get free standard shipping. Shop new December deal drops every week this month. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/10. While supplies last, free shipping excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Subject to change. Visit Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details.
Absolutely. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about him specifically. And it's really weird you say that, because watching Clark Lee on the sideline, just how emphatic he is, taking over a program that hasn't won. And by the way, we could get into how a 10-2 Vanderbilt beats the hell out of Tennessee and falls in the rankings. And yeah. Hunter gave a terrible answer last night. I did not understand that.
Clueless.
Yeah, but I do think that is a very good comp. Let's talk about Pete Golding. Yesterday, the university puts out around 9:45 that there would be an introductory press conference introducing Pete Golding, and it would be today, which is, of course, National Signing Day. Obviously, we record early on Wednesday. Obviously, they would come back and say that Pete would not be having a press conference, and he issued a statement. And for the first time, the University of Mississippi has their football program back. Because Pete, to me, it read to me, Brett, and I'd love your thoughts, that he's like, wait, no, we're not putting any shine on me. These players are the one that got to the playoff. Everybody knows who I am. I'm the defensive coordinator that's now the head coach of this team. But we are not getting up here and doing a dog and pony show and introducing me. That's what I took from the release.
I did too. It's not about him. It is about Ole Miss. It is about the program. He will be program first. And we've got a coach that will finally enjoy going through the Grove. Can you imagine what it's going to be like at the college football playoff and head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels, Pete Golding, gets to lead the team through? I would hope he would have his wife and children with him and let them enjoy that, because I do hate that we're not going to have that moment for them, because it's a little bit like a political candidate. The best days as a political candidate, the day you announce, the night you win, and when you get sworn in. The rest of it is utter hell. I mean, it's a lot of work. A football coach is not dissimilar to that. And I hate for his family that they don't get the bouquet of flowers and they don't get the group picture. But we'll have time for group pictures. We'll have time for group pictures after big wins in the college football playoffs. And as we go down the road with him as our coach, with him, I think, use Clark Lee at Vanderbilt as the model. And I congratulate what Vanderbilt did, but we know if they did it, it sure can be done at Ole Miss.
Yeah, the same for Indiana. You know, Indiana was a doormat for years.
Real good comparison.
Now,
Cignetti had head coaching experience.
Right.
But Indiana is a good example. But I'm very excited about Pete Golding and Joe Judge and the staff that he's going to have. And I have a lot of confidence in them and a lot of confidence in Keith Carter.
We were on site Sunday whenever the players meeting happened. And Chancellor Boyce, who's been an incredible advocate. Yeah, he has throughout this whole process. He came out along with his representation, went in, came out. We would see Keith Carter go in and out. It was a very brief meeting. We would hear audio that leaked. But once the players started coming out, Brett, it was not a very somber player, you know, coming out. They were hotty-tottying. Bryson Sanders said, we're going to win the national championship. There was a lot of excitement. I think in large part they really support Pete Golding, and we would learn that through back channels that player groups that were put together that met with Ole Miss administrators were very high on Pete Golding. Pete Golding, a guy that played at Delta State, a walked-on, a great story, has a really good career, coached under Nick Saban, coached under Lane Kiffin, Ron Roberts, his coach at Delta State was the D.C. of Florida, was the D.C. of Baylor. Brett, you'll remember when Ole Miss played in the Sugar Bowl, he just really shut down the Rebels. So it feels like things are moving in a positive direction. But I think more than anything, your thoughts on Pete Golding, you kind of talked about a little bit, but the decision to make him not only the interim head coach, but the permanent head coach.
Well, it was a vote of real confidence for him. We got our coach. Why mess around with any time? And especially with the calendar the way it is, not just the college football playoff, but recruiting today. I think another reason for Pete wanting to defer from that press conference, this is just speculation on my part, but I think, you know, get down to recruiting and work. Well, there's no time for kind of celebration. Let's get to work. And I love that message being sent and almost to a man. I don't think there's a single player that's opting out. Is it? Everybody's on board.
The best I've heard everybody is. The selection show was last night. Were you surprised after all of the, you know, pontificating back and forth on all these different sides? Were you surprised that Ole Miss landed where they did in the CFP?
I was, and I'll be more surprised if that's actually on Sunday where Ole Miss ends up. I think Ole Miss can end up as that sixth seed if Georgia beats Bama. If we kind of have chalk this weekend,
right?
I think it would stay that way. I guess it's no time to do it now. But for the life of me, I can't understand why Oregon is perceived real or perceived ahead of Ole Miss. You know, last week Hunter Yurecek, the joke that he is, the national embarrassment that he is. How does he know anything about recognizing a good football team when he finished dead last, 16 out of 16 with his team? But last week he told the truth when he said, we've been waiting for a reason to put Oregon ahead of Ole Miss. Now, Texas Tech's a different story, especially if they win their conference championship. Okay, I'm fine with them being ahead, but I don't see that big a difference in Oregon. But I have fought that, and it's driven me about half nuts the last few weeks watching just really the joke that he is as chairman of the CFP. Got to be done with him after this year.
I thought it was a good question by Reese Davis when he asked Hunter Yurecek, for teams that don't play, can they move up or down? And he stumbled for a little bit, but essentially said yes.
Well,
the teams can move that are idle.
That would mean that Ole Miss, you know, could go to five or drop.
Right. Right now the projection is Virginia. A couple of people have had Virginia in Oxford. A couple of people have had the conference championship. I think maybe who's it, Duke and a couple others. So there's different projections out there. At the end of the day, before we get out of here, Brett, how cool is it going to be for the Ole Miss fans to celebrate and have a college football playoff game on campus?
Well, it would be the biggest event in the history, sporting event in the history of the state of Mississippi, the biggest sporting event to ever hit Oxford. It'll be the Oxford Bowl. It will be our bowl game in Oxford at the Grove, best place in all of college football, best tailgate in all of college football, the best place on earth at Ole Miss. And we will be able to celebrate. We got to win the game. There's even the remote chance of UNLV and our good buddy Dan Mullen being in that game.
Yep, it sure is. A couple of those projections had Ole Miss going to the Cotton Bowl after that, but obviously you worry about all that when you get there.
Yeah, we will. You know, Sunday morning is going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. What is the worst case scenario for Ole Miss in your opinion? What's something you want to try to avoid? And who should Ole Miss fans be cheering for and against this upcoming weekend?
Well, I think chalk helps, but we're in good shape, especially after last weekend. Enjoy this weekend. I'm not going to get too torn up over it. We know we're going to host. We Ole Miss could fall to 8. It could happen, but it won't fall out of not hosting, I don't think.
He's Brett Norsworthy. You can catch him every single weekday on Sports 56 WHBQ from 3 to 6. Does a fantastic job. He's been doing it for a long time. I won't tell you how long he's been doing it. I'll make him feel bad here on this holiday season. But, of course, we all know him as the pre- and post-game co-host on the Ole Miss Radio Network alongside Gary Darby, and he is a good friend and always comes on the program. Brett, Ole Miss is going to the playoffs, and it is incredible that we're talking about it, and I know you're excited about it.
I'm very excited about it. I just think about all the hard work put in by so many people. I'm not talking at all about me to get to here, to be on this weekend. You know, I don't want to really diminish any bowls, but, you know, we're not squeezing in a bowl at 7-5 and are trying to go somewhere a little bit warmer than the other place or trying to find a dome stadium. We know we're going to be hosting the college football playoffs in Austin.
Brett, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.